This is November 5, Alpha Papa India, Denton.
This is November 5, Papa Tango Whiskey, Cop LEOC.
Uniform Tango.
Alpha Papa India, Denton.
Buzzing my mind that bad. Back to the net, Savio. attention at this time. We're going to talk a little bit about training that is offered, some free courses, and then we're also going to cover a little bit on Go Kits and as we prepare for the 2008 storm season. Training is an essential part of emergency operations. Denton County Aries and Emergency Management requests that all operators complete at least IS-100, IS-200, NIMS 700, and NIMS 800. These are all freely available courses through the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. We have direct links available on our website, www.denton-aries.org. On the left-hand side, you can click training, and it'll take you directly to the links for the training. These four courses will provide you with a basic and advanced understanding of the Incident Command System and the National Incident Management System. One of the things that has become more common in emergency management and volunteer work with emergency management are these four courses. Those of you that are involved in Denton County CERT have also been required to take these courses. There are also additional courses available that I would personally recommend, and that would be IS-7, A Citizen's Guide to Disaster Assistance, IS-271, Anticipating Hazardous Weather and Community Risk, IS-288, The Role of Voluntary Agencies in Emergency Management, and IS-292, Disaster Basics. Once again, all of these courses are freely available through FEMA, and they're open to any legal U.S. resident. They will have requirements for a social security number, address, and full name. However, other personal information is not needed. On their website, the Independent Study Courses FEMA website, there are nearly 100 different courses available now, all of which are free and cover different aspects of emergency management and emergency operations. Also available are the AWRL MCOM courses. However, these are not free courses. They do have a registration fee. If you're an AWRL member, they are $45, and non-members are $75. These courses will briefly touch on several of the IS courses I have mentioned, and will also cover in more detail traffic handling, net operations, and emergency communication systems. There are also other courses available through other organizations, such as the National Communications Readiness, NCREV. I had it typed down here and I somehow deleted it. I don't remember what it is now, but their courses are mainly made up of other courses that are available freely through other agencies. Any questions or amendments to the topic of discussion, training?
A-R-E-S.
operations for shelters, first aid, CPR, automated external defibrillation, and other courses that they offer. Remind everyone as we are approaching the 2008 storm season to check your go kits and ensure that your supplies are set up for response. This is to include a 72-hour go kit with all personal supplies, food, water, shelter, and clothing, and any medications or other important documentation you may need. Also, for your communications go kit, ensure that batteries are charged, spare parts are organized and in functioning order. Please also verify that your ice plans are up to date, and if you need any assistance in programming your radios, we have several flashable programs available. Are there any late check-ins to the net?
KE5EFX, signing on.
This is Kilo Echo 5, Juliet Foxtrot, Bravo.
This is Whiskey 5, Whiskey Romeo Foxtrot.
Victor Romeo.
Control recognizes Kilo Echo 5, Echo Foxtrot X-ray, Kilo Echo 5, Juliet Foxtrot Bravo, Whiskey 5, Whiskey Romeo Foxtrot, and Kilo Echo 5, November Victor Romeo.
Tone, everybody remember to key up, take a breath, and then start talking.
fucking, they'll give you the delay so you don't clip yourself off. KC5GOI.
Thank you, guy. Next, we'll move on to the assistant emergency coordinators, WB5NZB.
WB5NZB, and I still got this feedback problem here. Good evening, Eric, and the rest of that. Don't have any further comments, Eric. I just want to say you're doing a nice job there. It's WB5NZB.
Thank you, Gerald. KP5JLY, go ahead.
Good night, and as storm season is approaching, we keep talking about getting your equipment prepared. I'd also like to remind everyone to check the maintenance on your vehicles and make sure your vehicle's ready to go. That's all I have. KD5JOY, back to the net.
Very good point, Harry. Thank you. We'll move on to our emergency management officials on frequency. KE5MQQ, City of Denton.
Thanks, Eric. KE5MQQ, good net tonight. And no announcements, just look forward to seeing everybody if they can make it this Saturday at the Skywarn Fest.
Thank you, Mike, for checking in. Great to have our emergency management officials on frequency. N5PTW with Capel.
Thank you, Eric. This is November 5, Papa Tango Whiskey. Patrick Capel, EOC. Good net tonight. We're going to try to make a habit of joining your net every time you have it, every month. We invite you to join our Capel Aries net on the 24th. It's the fourth Sunday of the month, each month. Starting at 8 p.m., we invite all Denton County Aries members or any members to come and participate with us. And likewise, we'd like to also join in with Carrollton and participate in theirs and try to get a regional network built up and start working together. For all those out there listening, working on a website, if you have your pencils ready to copy, I'll read it to you for more regional information. Okay, it's www.wherewebs, one word, Whiskey Alpha Romeo Echo, Whiskey Echo Bravo Sierra, .com, / Mike Alpha Romeo Sierra. Now, this is a temporary call sign. This website is under development. If you have any information you'd like to add, any content you'd like to see, calendar events that need to be added to it, this calendar is actual live, email me. N5PTW@ARRL.net, and we'll make those adjustments. We'd like to have this as kind of a joint website with all three areas touching each other and working together. Other than that, no other comments. Great net. Thanks for letting us participate. We look forward to your next one. It's November 5, Papa Tango Whiskey. Back in net control.
A-R-E-S net.
One quick question. Patrick, what frequency will you be operating, or which repeater for your net?
Right now, we're running on 444.075. That information is on that website. As we change repeaters, getting back to our active one, we have a little problem with our duplexer right now. We'll update that on the website. So if you just track that on the website I gave you under the events, click on the actual event, you will see which frequency that net will be operating on. But right now, Coppell's running on 444.075, and we'll update you probably on the next net as to our new frequency.
Okay, thank you very much, Patrick, for that update.
You bet. Thank you for the time to make the comments. N5PTW, clear back in net control.
Okay, moving on. We'll move on to Kilo Echo 5, Mike Zulu Tango.
Red Cross will have a table set up with the CPR and first aid schedule for Denton Branch if they'll be set up at Skywarn. So if anybody's interested in taking those classes and would like the schedule, we will have it at Skywarn for you. KE5MZT, clear.
All right, thank you very much for that update. Kilo 5, Kilo Mike Romeo, do you have anything else?
Thank you, Eric. This is K5GMR. No comments tonight. Good night.
Thank you very much. Torsten, K5TCP.
This is K5TCP, Kilo 5 Tango Charlie Papa. Good evening, Eric, everyone on the net.
Depth discussion. discussions on supercell and tornado meteorology. Second comment I have in regards to safety on everyone's part. Dirt roads are a poor choice for any spotter. Even if it's not raining, a sudden downpour can destabilize these roads and catch vehicles and spotters off guard, trapping them in the potential damage path of any storm. Spotters are encouraged to avoid dirt roads and dirt pull-offs. That's all I have, Eric. Good net. KE5NNT.
Thank you, Ryan. Good words of advice. Moving on to Kilo 5, Oscar Alpha Kilo.
Good evening to all. This is Don. Sounds like we had a good turnout tonight, and thank you very much, Eric, K5OAK.
Moving on to November 5, Charlie Bravo Papa.
N5CBP, no comments this evening.
Thank you. Moving on to November 5, November Uniform Charlie.
This is N5NUC, no comments tonight.
Thank you, Charles. November 5, Bravo X-ray.
Good night tonight. Thank you. We'll see you guys tomorrow, a little bit later on, at 5BX. Back to that.
Thank you. Kilo Echo 5, Juliet Lima Tango, Alpha Oscar 3.
Good evening, Eric, and everybody on that. Eric, could you just correct that call sign? This is Kilo Echo 5, Tango Lima.
Okay, a little bit of noise on your signal, but I copied Kilo Echo 5, Juliet Tango Lima. You're corrected. Thank you very much. Kilo Delta 5, Yankee Hotel Lima.
Thank you, Eric, for good evening. I'll see you Saturday at Skywarn. Kilo Delta 5, Yankee Hotel Lima.
Moving on to KL0ZW, Preston.
A-R-E-S-Net.
No comments for the net, KL0ZW.
Thank you, Preston. Kilo Echo 5, Sierra Oscar Oscar.
This is KE5SOO. This is my first net, and I've enjoyed tonight. I look forward to Saturday and to learning more about the communications side of emergencies and working with all you folks. And again, thank you. Turn it back over to Nick.
Thank you for joining. We'll look forward to working with you again in the future. Moving on to N5AOR, Greg.
Hey, you did get me down, even though I didn't officially check in. Thank you. Enjoyed to see so many people participating in the net that makes me feel pretty good, even though I'm not one of the Aries leadership that is. One of the comments I'd like to make is comments and a thank you for those that checked in tonight. Seem to use the standard phonetics. Not going to go into why that's important, but pretty much the people that do know why, even though there's a couple individuals that seem to be black sheep on the subject. Another comment is, I was noticing during the very small net we had today that there was one individual that was rather low in volume, and I think I was listening, I wasn't part of the net, and I didn't know what the condition level was, although it seemed like it was pretty low, so I decided, since I knew there was a training net coming up tonight, I'd mention it tonight. I think it's everybody's responsibility at some point that if you hear someone that is on a net, that their audio into the repeater is low, that at the appropriate time that you make mention not be the person being talked to by that individual, but you still need to hear what it is they are saying, because if they're talking on the net, it's probably important. So if you hear someone that has a low audio and someone, the person that they are talking to, does not let them know that their audio is low, please say something, because everybody needs to be hearing what is said on the net. Other than that, I think I'm pretty much done. Back to that M5AOR.
Thank you, Greg. Goes back to making sure that your equipment's in proper working order. Kind of like me tonight, Quick King, using a new radio. Probably should have tested this a little more thoroughly before the net. Moving on to Kilo Echo 5, Echo Foxtrot X-Ray.
This is KE5VFX. Good net, but nothing else to add. KE5VFX.
Thank you, John. Kilo Echo 5, Juliet Foxtrot Bravo.
I hope to see everybody there Saturday, hoping I can make everything work out to where I can make it there. Good net. I'm impressed at the response, everybody who's there. Good number of check-ins. And once again, always love joining in. What comes across this great repeater here. Anyway, that's all I've got from here. That's it. Back to you.
Thank you. Whiskey 5, Whiskey Romeo Foxtrot.
Good evening. Thank you for doing the net. Don't have anything to add. W5WRF, back to net control.
Thank you. And Kenny, Kilo Echo 5, November Victor Romeo.
Good evening to everyone on the net. Very good net, Eric. Thank you, sir. I had one question I missed on the exam, or the numbers that you were talking about on the NIMS and the IS exams. There are four recommended exams to look over. I have India Sierra 271, India Sierra 288, India Sierra 292, and there was one more. Could you relay that to me, sir? This is Kilo Echo 5, November Victor Romeo, back to net.
Sorry, you had me looking at the original four. The ones I also recommended were IS-7, IS-271, IS-288, and IS-292.
USL. Thank you, sir. That I missed the one. It was India Sierra number 7. This is Kilo Echo 5, November Victor Romeo, back to net.
Thank you, Kenny. So everyone knows, I record that we had 28 check-ins into the net tonight. That's an awesome turnout for an Aries net. I'd like to thank everybody for checking into the net tonight. It was very enjoyable, and I appreciate you bearing with me. This completes the monthly net meeting of the Denton County Aries Net 73, and thanks to all net check-ins. The repeater has now returned to normal operations with our thanks for its use to the Amateur Radio Public Service and Emergency Communications. This is Kilo Delta 7, Charlie Alpha Oscar, returning the repeater to normal use.
Net control, this is Alpha Echo 5, Baker Kilo.
I missed it.
This is AE5BK. Checking in late. My radio blew a fuse when I checked in.
Oh, good deal. I'm glad you're back on.
Metro Canada is now returned to normal use.